Unit 9 and 10. Part 3. Listening.
Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях с A8 по A14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранными вами варианту ответа.
Excuse me, sir. My name's Alexandra. I'm a student at the local university, and I'm doing research for a project that I'm working on. I was wondering if you could complete this questionnaire for me. There are only 5 questions, so I'll only need about 10 minutes of your time.
Oh, well, I see. I'm on my way to work, but okay. What's your project about?
It's about people's reading and internet habits. You know, what kinds of books they read, how often they read, whether they have the internet at home, how many emails they send or receive in a day, that kind of thing.
That sounds quite interesting. All right, go ahead.
Great. You'll be asked the questions and then I'll fill in your answers on here. Okay, let's start with your reading habits. Question number 1. What kind of books do you read?
Well, I read a lot. I probably read 2 books a week, and I'll read almost any kind of book. But I really enjoy books that have been written to teach people something. For example, I love to cook, so I really like reading cookbooks because they're very informative and help me to become a better cook.
Okay. Is there any other kind of book that interests you?
Yes, I also enjoy reading books about the past. I like finding out how people lived long, long ago. And it's not important to me if everything in these books is true or not. What does matter to me is that by reading these books, even though they're fiction, I can get a pretty good idea of how life was lived way back then.
What kinds of books do you like best?
Oh, I'd have to say that my favourite kinds of books are those that famous people have written about themselves. I've just started reading one called My Life that was written by Bill Clinton, you know, the former president of the USA. I can't seem to put it down. Every time I open it, I want to read on to the very end.
That does sound interesting. I must get a copy of it next time I'm in a bookshop. Okay, question number 2. What do you read besides books? I mean, do you read newspapers or ever use a dictionary or an encyclopedia?
Right, let's see. On weekdays, Monday to Friday, I read the newspaper every morning at work. But I always read it online, so I'm not sure if that counts as a proper newspaper. At the weekends, I go to the newsagents and get one of those big, heavy newspapers that have lots and lots of sections. I really like the sports and gardening sections. Sorry, what else did you ask me?
I asked you whether you ever used dictionaries or encyclopedias.
Oh, right. Okay, I rarely use dictionaries, only when I need to look up a word for work. I use encyclopedias a lot, but I always use an online one. I just find them very easy to use.
Yes, I know what you mean. Okay, question number 3. Do you ever need to read things like manuals or guidebooks?
Manuals or guidebooks? Well, guidebooks, never, because I'm not much of a traveller. Manuals, not really. I usually get my son to help me with anything that needs a manual. For example, last week we bought a new computer, and I asked my son if he could help me get connected to the internet. He flicked through the manual once, and 5 minutes later, I was checking my email.
You just answered my next question. Question number 4. I was going to ask you if you had a computer at home. So, let's go to question 5 then. What do you use your computer for?
Oh, I couldn't live without my computer. I use it for everything. As I said before, I need it to check my email, and of course, I use it to send emails.
Okay. What else do you use it for?
Aside from emailing, let's see. I use it for downloading music and videos that have been sent to me by friends and family members. Oh, and I chat online a lot with friends. I participate as a member of an online community called Facebook. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
I also read a blog that's written by a famous actor named...